Okay. Dan, we're gonna talk about city things since you're from a major metropolitan area or a large metropolitan area. I'll start with what would be the major sections of the city you live in? Like direction. Like the major sections.
Well, like downtown. It'd be our. Are you talking about? Okay, because you see, like I mentioned one time, during the sessions, is that the peninsula is all populated, but our city proper has its own lines, right?
Yeah.
But it's like there's the beaches, which have their own police force and all, and their own city hall and all. But I mean, there's no real. It's on paper. You just drive through if you want to go to the beaches. You know, it's all on paper. And there's the beaches, and then there's like. Is that sort of what you mean, like that?
Well, is there like like in a town, like certain streets will mark, different areas, like on an address. You might
Oh, the layout of the streets.
Well, the layout of the streets, like you might have, say you have a street that on one side it will be this this section of the city, but on the other side of the street...
Oh, yeah, like Central Avenue.
Okay. Central Avenue. What
Central
does
Avenue,
that divide like?
It divides from north and south side. And I believe it's, I can't remember the street that divides west from east side. It might be 30... Maybe 34th Street. I don't know, I'm not positive. But anyway, I know Central Avenue does divide north from the south side. And then the streets start are numbered, you know, consecutively, 1, 2, 3, 4, on up to whatever. Like, you know, you get up to 100-something street on out.
Yeah.
And they run due north, due south, all streets, and unless there's a lake or something, you know. And avenues run due north, due south, and then streets run due east. Wow, wait a minute. No, streets run north, south, and avenue runs east, west. Right.
Okay. Where are the main offices and big banks located?
Downtown. The major banks, but now with the malls and everything coming up, we've got, you know, gotten away from that sort of with all these little substation banks.
So this is another location where big buildings might be found, and main offices.
Fairly big, but yeah, main offices. Like we'll have an airline office in a bank building in it, so it's a growing area for sure.
Okay. So where might you say then the oldest and largest stores and shops are located?
Downtown.
Okay, and maybe are the best stores in this same area?
Yeah, some of the better stores, yes, definitely, yes.
Okay. Are there any neighborhoods that can be identified with particular nationality groups, like racial or religious groups?
Well, one, you know, is located on the south side, and it is, you know, the black community. They, their main strip is 22nd Street, you know, where a lot of their activity and business and entertainment takes place, and also the crime rate and everything. It is on the outer fringes of downtown, pretty much, you know, the old downtown. And it's kind of like Tampa will have, they have their Spanish section, you know.
Yeah, is there any other ethnic groups that you're aware of in St. Petersburg?
Let me think for a moment.